Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio.
Audiophile Magazine, Young Adult. Check and Mate by Allie Hazelwood, read by Carissa Vacker. Carissa Vacker shines brightly as she immerses listeners in the world of professional chess. Mallory Greenleaf once loved chess but put it aside to help support her mother and sisters. Agreeing to play in one last tournament, she unknowingly defeats the current world chess champion, the infamous King Killer, Nolan Sawyer. Nolan is intrigued and wants to cross pawns with Mallory again. As she narrates in the first person, Vacker's vibrant, expressive tone captures Mallory's conflicted and passionate personality. Vacker flawlessly transitions from character to character, creating a unique voice for each while also presenting various accents. Listeners will enjoy learning about the world of competitive chess and fall in love with Mallory and Nolan as they go from rivals to lovers. J.J.M. Listening Library, 9.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 plus. Trade Edition, digital download, $25. Library Edition, digital download, $63. My Fair Brady by Brian D. Kennedy, read by Michael Crouch and Kevin R. Free. Kevin R. Free and Michael Crouch delight listeners in this charming and heartfelt romance, a combination of My Fair Lady and the teen movie classic She's All That. Wade Westmore has always been the star of the show, but when his ex lands the lead role in the New School musical, his ego is put in check. Elijah Brady, on the other hand, is used to being in the background and agrees to work backstage for the musical. Together, these two arrange to help each other get what they want. Free's warm, confident tone complements Wade's charismatic demeanor, while Crouch creates a youthful, vulnerable voice that matches Elijah's quiet, shy persona. Listeners' hearts will be warmed when these two teens find their happily ever after together. J.J.M. Harper Audio, 9.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 plus. Trade Edition, digital download, $27.99. Most Ardently, a Pride and Prejudice remix, Remixed Classics, Book 9, by Gabe Cole Navoa, read by Harrison Knights. Harrison Knights gives a quietly charming performance of this queer young adult retelling of Pride and Prejudice. He portrays Oliver Bennett, a trans boy who just wants to live openly as himself, with a soft voice that sometimes edges into despair, but just as often warms with humor. When Oliver meets Darcy on one of the rare nights he's out in London as himself, they form an instant connection. But as they become closer, Oliver struggles with the knowledge that Darcy also knows him as Elizabeth, with whom Darcy has no connection to speak of. Knights perfectly captures Darcy's gruffness, Mrs. Bennett's pushiness, and Mr. Bennett's unconditional love for his son. A poignant retelling that will delight Austin fans and newcomers alike. L. S. Macmillan Audio, 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade Edition, digital download, $19.99. Library Edition, digital download, $69.99. A Fragile Enchantment by Alison Saft, read by Fran Burgoyne. Fran Burgoyne depicts a swoony romanticy between a seamstress and a prince. Niamh O. Conkhamhair has come to Avaland to improve her future, not to fall in love with the one man she cannot have. Kit Carmine, younger son of the king, is engaged to a woman he does not love. Bagoan demonstrates Niamh's fierce pride in her heritage by giving her a strong accent she refuses to soften, as well as an unshakable awareness of her consummate professional skill. Burgoyne portrays Kit, conversely, as prickly and grumpy, deeply uncomfortable with the expectations of him as a prince, as well as societal rules in general. As Niamh and Kit slowly come to know each other, Burgoyne captures the aching depth of their feelings. KMP Macmillan Audio, 14 hours, unabridged, ages 14 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $32.99.
The Long Run by James Acker, read by Lee Osorio and Max Myers. With outstanding performances, Lee Osorio and Max Myers illuminate the rich and complicated inner lives of New Jersey high schoolers Sebastian Valletta and Sandro Maselli. Listeners immediately understand that these two young men are much more than outward appearances and stereotypes. Myers and Osorio make them both feel messy, endearing, and real. Bash the Flash is a track star whose outsized personality masks his struggles. Sandro feels ignored and belittled by his big, busy Italian family. He's closeted, but he plans to let himself be out when he goes to college. Bash and Sandro make an unexpected connection the summer before senior year that turns into a deeply meaningful, transformative relationship. This beautifully written and narrated Stonewall honor novel is funny, painful, ribald, and fresh. J.M.D. Harlequin Audio, 12 hours, unabridged, ages 14 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. Bring Me Your Midnight by Rachel Griffin, read by Sophie Amas. In this classic tale of true love versus duty, narrator Sophie Amas gives a thrilling performance that teen fantasy lovers will adore. Tana Fairchild is a young witch who was raised for one thing only, to marry Landon, the governor's son from the mainland, whom she does not know. Tana is fine with this until she meets Wolf, a witch from the old coven who practices the forbidden kind of magic. Through the drama, Amas creates, with her passionate delivery of the story and her ability to infuse her character portrayals with a little magic of her own, she creates a siren song for her listeners. Listeners will feel the tug Tana feels for her rogue love, Wolf. Her performance is hypnotic, sultry, and powerful. E.E.S. Recorded Books, 11.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 plus. Library Edition, digital download, $24.99. Also, compact disc and MP3. The Space Between Here and Now by Sarah Suck, read by Joy Osmansky. With consistent pacing and passion, Joy Osmansky delivers this fascinating audiobook about Amy's desperation to find answers about her missing mother. Amy has a rare condition that causes her to travel through time to revisit her memories when she is triggered by nostalgic smells. Her father's sparse explanation about her mother doesn't match what she experiences while reliving her childhood, and only an impromptu trip to Korea might give her the answers she seeks. Osmansky shifts smoothly between Korean and English, as well as a few other accents. She voices Amy thoughtfully, depicting her emotions faithfully as she struggles to come to terms with her distant father
an absent mother.
Her youthful voice for young Amy is particularly charming.
AKR, Harper Audio, 7.75 hours, unabridged, ages 12 plus. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99.
A Suffragist Guide to the Antarctic by Yi Shun Lei, read by Jade Willer. What if a woman had been on Ernest Shackleton's endurance expedition in 1914? Yi Shun Lei creates just this scenario, and narrator Jade Willer steps up with just the right blend of moxie, defiance, and wit to bring Clara Ketterling Dunbar to life. Clara is an 18-year-old American suffragist who travels to England to fight for the vote with Emmeline Pankhurst. But when the suffragists put their fight on the back burner with the advent of the war, Clara applies for a place on an expedition to the Antarctic. Wheeler's energy and timing are perfect. She burns with injustice when mocked or asked to make biscuits and is near tears when the dogs are lost. The upper-class captain, bullying villain, and multiple supportive working-class crew members each have their own believable accents and personalities. AB, Simon & Schuster Audio, 8 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Audiophile Magazine, Fiction. Come and Get It, by Kylie Reed, read by Nicole Lewis. Nicole Lewis performs this sophomore novel from Booker long-listed author Kylie Reed. Millie Cousins is a senior resident assistant at the University of Arkansas, and her goal is to graduate, buy a house, and begin living her life. When Agatha Paul, a visiting professor and journalist, offers Millie money in exchange for the opportunity to eavesdrop on the dorm's residents, Millie decides to take the risk and accept. Reed specializes in vivid dialogue, and Lewis's performance makes these sections of the audiobook sing. She creates unique voices for all the major characters, complete with the perfect accents and delivery of expressions. As the drama around the college dorm twists and turns, Lewis's narration keeps listeners engaged. KDW, Penguin Audio, 13 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $25. Also, compact disc. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95.
You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967. Coleman Hill by Kim Coleman Foote, read by Bonnie Turpin and Dion Graham. A family story blends with history and myth in this excellent audiobook delivered by two talented narrators. Bonnie Turpin, the primary narrator, tells the interwoven stories of Celia Coleman and Lucy Grimes, two women who flee the cruelties of the post-Civil War South in 1916, only to discover the brutalities of the North, where they quickly become widowed and fight poverty. A plot that covers three generations requires many characters, but Turpin's gift is delivering the emotions that define personalities and relationships, some caring, other abusive. Dion Graham's periodic contributions feature the major male figure, Jebby. Though rather shadowy in the main narrative, he becomes more real when Graham's rhythmic narration
reveals the emotions he keeps hidden. SW, SJP Lit, 9.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $48.99. Same Bed, Different Dreams, by Ed Park. Read by Daniel K. Isaac, Dominique Hoffman, and Shannon Pio. Daniel K. Isaac, Dominique Hoffman, and Shannon Pio present a layered performance of Park's much-anticipated latest. Isaac narrates the audiobook's framing story involving burned-out writer-turned-tech employee Soon Sheen, who finds a manuscript detailing the true history of the Korean Provisional Government. This history, narrated with a mix of passion and poignance by Tayo, relays pivotal stories from Korea's past, perhaps fictional, or if real, excised from the traditional historical record. Dominique Hoffman gruffly narrates the audiobook's third strand, the story of a Black Korean War veteran whose imaginative sci-fi novels reveal uncomfortable truths. The narrators capture the many facets of Park's puzzle-like novel, seamlessly switching from melancholic to stirring and from funny to heartbreaking. An ingenious work, superbly presented by a talented team of narrators. S.A.H. Random House Audio, 18.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $25. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. The Bullet Swallower, by Elizabeth Gonzalez James, read by Lee Osorio. Lee Osorio's deep voice with a hint of gravel is well suited to this historical novel, a blend of gritty Old West adventure and Latin magical realism. Mexican bandito Antonio Sonoro is nicknamed the Bullet Swallower after a disfiguring encounter with Texas Rangers. Antonio wreaks havoc on everyone, unlike his good-natured grandson, a 1960s singing cowboy movie star. Their stories intertwine as the author considers how we break generational abuse and redress the sins of ancestors. Osorio inhabits the Mexican, Texan, and modern Californian characters, both female and male, with evocative accents and enlightening character interpretations. Adept at ramping up the action during shootouts and escapes, he also soothes with a sonorous narrative voice that carries listeners to the thoughtful and moving conclusion. A.C.S. Simon & Schuster Audio, 19 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $23.99. We Must Not Think of Ourselves, by Lauren Grodstein, read by Brad Griffith, Jesse Valinsky, Sharon Friedman, Amir Levy, and Rich Keeble. Five remarkable narrators create an unforgettable portrait of the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Brad Griffith provides the main narration as Adam Pascal, a language and literature teacher who lost his beloved wife, Cassia. After being relocated to the Warsaw Ghetto, he is recruited by the real-life Oneg Shabbat to document the histories of the Jews there. Jesse Valinsky, Sharon Friedman, Amir Levy, and Rich Keeble create memorable portraits of the students, housemates, and acquaintances Adam interviews. The narrators evoke an unimaginable world wherein Jews must sell their few possessions for food to supplement their meager rations. At any moment, Nazi officers can kill them for the slightest offense. Listeners will feel as though they are witnessing history. A must listen. M.J. Hatchet Audio, 9 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $24.99. What Wild Women Do by Karma Brown, read by Carissa Vacker and Hillary Huber. Carissa Vacker and Hillary Huber deliver excellent performances in this gripping audiobook. The story, set in the Adirondacks, evokes themes of empowerment, personal growth, and discovery as it depicts emotional insights and decade-spanning intrigue. Vacker voices failed screenwriter Rowan, who discovers a mysterious handbook that may have something to do with a woman who went missing in the woods. Huber voices Eddie, the rich girl hippie who started a woman's retreat center nearby in the 1970s and then disappeared without a trace. Both narrators also voice other characters, building a distinctive set of characters that are easy to follow. Vacker's interpretations of Rowan's boyfriend, Seth, capture his nature. Most importantly, she illuminates Rowan's metamorphosis into an independent and creative woman. C.F. Penguin Audio, 9 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $20. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $76. I Am Not Sidney Poitier by Percival Everett, read by Amir Abdullah. Narrator Amir Abdullah is completely and blithely not Sidney Poitier in this paradoxical pretzel of an audio. Not Sidney's mother died when he was 11, leaving him with his nonsensical name and a fortune in Turner Broadcasting System stock. Abdullah illuminates his struggles as he grows to manhood with a flexible and highly stylized performance. As Not Sidney faces episodes of racism, classism, and sometimes outright rage at his confusing name and surprising background, Abdullah keeps the character grounded with a narration that is staccato and dryly wit. In contrast, the people around him often have exaggerated accents and wildly flamboyant vocal mannerisms that Abdullah tackles with flair. His version of Ted Turner, equal parts charm and baffling non-sequiturs, is a standout. N.M. Tantor Media, 7.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. Library edition, digital download, $47.95. After Annie by Anna Quindlen, read by Gilly Messer. Gilly Messer delivers a tender, emotional performance of a family in grief in this contemporary novel. When vibrant and funny Annie Brown suddenly dies, her young family struggles to adapt to life without her. Messer's pleasant, expressive voice lends itself well to the Brown family, as well as their friends and neighbors. She portrays children, adults, and the elderly with equal success. In the Brown household, teenage Allie attempts to keep everything running while her brothers are angry and confused, and widower Bill is shattered by grief. Annie's best friend, Anna Marie, finds herself at a loss as to how to interact with the Browns and relapses into pill addiction. Quindlen's story of the complexities of grief is beautifully rendered by Messer's sympathetic narration. C. R. Random House Audio, 7.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $22.50. Also, compact disc. Books on tape, library edition, digital download. The Glutton by A.K. Blakemore, read by Graham Halstead. Graham Halstead meets the complex narration challenge posed by this audiobook. His performance provides the perfect mix of empathy and horror. Blakemore's work is a deeply literary journey based on a real historical figure. In the time of the French Revolution, Terrare is forced out of his home Eventually, he joins a circus where he becomes a freak attraction for his ability to eat high volumes of food or anything else. Halstead's performance connects with literary prose that fleshes out the time and place and provides listeners with a kind of lyrical rhythm. His voice captures the beauty and heartbreak in the story's grotesque events. S.P.C. Simon & Schuster Audio, 11.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $23.99.
We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.